I went to see Marcel Ledbetter the other day. His brother Claude was the only one in the community catching any fish. Well, a game warden got up in the boat with him, and they took off out in the middle of the river. Claude raised the lid on the boat seat and got a big, long stick of dynamite. Lit the fuse on it. Let it go down to kind of short and draw it back and chunked it. Boom! And them big catfish come turning their belly up. Game warden said, boy, that's against the law. You can't do that. Don't you know you breaking the law? A Claude's done lit another big stick of dynamite. Handed it to the game warden. It going, shh. Game warden took that stick of dynamite and said, you idiot, this is against the law. You can't do this. Claude said, you gonna sit there and argue or fish?
It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, September 28th, 2017. Today is the birthday of American comedian Jerry Clower, born in 1926 in Liberty, Mississippi. Best known for his warm, often outrageous stories of life in the rural South, he began a two-year stint in the Navy immediately after graduating from high school in 1944. After his discharge, he studied agriculture at Mississippi State University, where he played college football. After finishing school, Jerry worked as a county agent and later as a seed and fertilizer salesman. By 1954, he had developed a reputation for telling funny stories to boost his sales. At first, Jerry took orders for his comedy records at his speaking engagements, selling 8,000 copies on the Lemon record label. Tapes of his speaking engagements wound up in the hands of Big Ed Wilkes and Bud Andrews in Lubbock, Texas, who had him make a better quality recording, which they promoted. In time, Wilkes sent a copy to Grant Turner at WSM Radio in Nashville. And when Turner played it on the air, Clower said, "That thing just busted loose." MCA was soon knocking on Jerry's door, offering him a contract. Once MCA began distribution in 1971, his album titled Jerry Clower from Yazoo City, Mississippi Talkin', retailed more than $1 million in 10 months and stayed in the top 20 on the country charts for 30 weeks. Clower's first onstage engagement occurred in the early 1970s, when a promoter, Marshall Rowland, received his recording of the coon hunting story, which drew rave reviews from his station's listeners in Jacksonville. Rowland offered him an airplane ticket and a few $100 to open for an upcoming tour he had booked with Charlie Pride. And before long, nearly everybody everywhere grew to know him and love him and his stories, especially the ones about the Ledbetter brothers, all 11 of them. Clower made 27 full-length recordings in his 27-year professional career, not counting several best-of compilations. In 1973, he became a member of the Grand Ole Opry and continued to perform there regularly until his death on August 24, 1998, following heart bypass surgery. He was 71 years old. It's hard to pick a favorite among his stories, but this one will do for now. I growed up at Route 4, Liberty, Mississippi. It was a small town, had a volunteer fire department. It was in the middle of the summer, big drought, no water, and everybody knew if a building caught on fire, it was just gone because there wasn't no water, and they couldn't draw it up fast enough to put out no fire. So one Saturday evening, the building caught on fire, commenced a burning, and the crowd gathered and just stood there with their arms folded, squalling, watching that building burn because there ain't no water. Well, about that time, here come Uncle Versy Ledbetter and Aunt Pet in their old truck. Had all the young'uns with them. Ardell, Burnell, Raynell, W.L., Linnell, Odell, Udell, Marcel, Claude, Nugene, and Clovis. Well, they's all a-hanging off of that old truck. Everybody heard 'em coming, and the crowd parted because they was coming pretty fast. And they run right up on the sidewalk and right up in the middle of that fire. And they jumped off of that truck and took off their overhaul jumpers, and they went to beating and stomping that fire, putting it out. Aunt Pet Ledbetter was a-flailing with her bonnet, and they stomped that fire out, I'm a-telling you. They put it plumb out. The folks cheered, "Oh, the Ledbetters are heroes. They put out the fire." They passed a hat, took up a collection, and took up $31, and they give that money to Uncle Versy and said, "Sir, we love you. You are a hero." Said, "Tell us, what are you going to buy with the $31? And he said, "First thing I'm going to do is get the brakes fixed on that truck." I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 28th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.